From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will rule as soon as possible on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend President Donald Trump's ban last month on immigration from 7 terrorism-plagued countries. A lawyer for the U.S. Justice Department and an attorney representing the states of Washington and Minnesota presented their counterarguments by telephone before a 3-judge appellate panel Tuesday. Here is an interaction between the government lawyer and one of the judges.
If the order said Muslims cannot be admitted, would anybody have standing to challenge that?
I think Mandel and Din give a route to make a constitutional challenge if there were such an order. It would be by a U.S. citizen with a connection to someone seeking entry. This is a far cry from that situation.
The U.S. attorney said Mr. Trump's executive order was well within his power granted by Congress and the Constitution. The European Union Tuesday condemned a new Israeli law legalizing dozens of Jewish settler outposts on Palestinian land. Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called on the Israeli government to refrain from implementing the law. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he deeply regrets the adoption of the measure, saying that the settler outposts violate international law. The Palestinian Authority is calling for the international community to punish Israel. 5 mortar rounds exploded near Mogadishu Airport in the capital of Somalia Tuesday. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attack. Suspicion quickly fell on the militant group Al-Shabaab, which has vowed to disrupt Wednesday's parliamentary vote to choose the nation's president. This is VOA News. The wife of Russian journalist Vladimir Kara-Murza says her husband is in a Moscow hospital suffering from acute poisoning. Kara-Murza had been traveling around Russia promoting an upcoming film about Boris Nemtsov, a critic of President Vladimir Putin, who was gunned down 2 years ago. Kara-Murza's doctors say an unidentified substance was found in his body and that it caused massive organ failure last week, all happening just as he was preparing to visit the United States. The UN Refugee Agency warns conditions in camps for Burundian refugees in countries of asylum are deteriorating, and the more land is urgently needed to accompany the growing number of new refugee arrivals. Lisa Schlein reports.
Tanzania, Rwanda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo are hosting more than 386,000 Burundian refugees. The UN Refugee Agency expects that number to exceed 500,000 this year as refugees continue to flee political instability and abuse in Burundi. Peace talks between the government and opposition are stalled, though Burundi has largely fallen off the media radar. UNHCR spokesman Leo Dobbs tells VOA the crisis gripping the country remains acute. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Syrian activists say airstrikes on the rebel-held city of Idlib Tuesday killed at least 15 people. They say dozens of people were wounded and several buildings were demolished. Opposition activists reported airstrikes on several suburbs, also in the city of Damascus. They did not say who carried out the attacks. Colombia has begun peace talks with its second-largest rebel group, the National Liberation Army. The talks are taking place in Ecuador. The government hopes to reach an accord with the rebels, similar to the one reached with the much larger FARC group. Jovenel Moïse was sworn in Tuesday as Haiti's new president. The 48-year-old businessman is facing a troubled economy and a divided society. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking Senate vote Tuesday to confirm Donald Trump's education secretary nominee, Betsy DeVos.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
The vice president later swore DeVos in as Secretary of Education. The U.S. trade deficit improved slightly in December. The gap between what the U.S. buys from overseas and what Americans sell to foreign markets was just over $44 billion for December. That's a little better than the previous month. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.